Last week, nations at a UN food summit in Rome vowed to cut global hunger in half by the year 2015, and the delegates pledged to increase world food production by 50% by the year 2030. To meet these goals, the international community promised to provide fertilizer for small farmers in poor nations. That translates into greater demand for fertilizer, and that means both opportunities and challenges for one of the world's leading producers of the common fertilizer, potash. Amy Jo Eamon reports from Saskatoon, Canada.
The Colonsay potash mine rises like a pink mountain from the surrounding prairie. Large rectangular buildings connected by conveyor belts. The rosy pink is dust from the potash ore. This mine is operating at peak capacity, and it's not enough. Worldwide demand for potash has outstripped supply. Plans are underway for a $530 million expansion to double production. David Waugh manages this mine and its 400 employees.
We operate 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This year, our plan is to produce about 150,000 more tons than we've ever produced.
Potash ore comes from an ancient seabed about 3,000 feet underground. It's crushed, cleaned, and shipped out by train. Mosaic is one of three companies operating 10 potash mines in Saskatchewan, the largest producer of potash in the world. Potash provides potassium, one of the key nutrients that plants need to grow and thrive. In the past 2 years, global demand for fertilizer has jumped more than 10%. That's made potash a hot commodity. China recently paid a whopping $650 a metric ton for potash, more than double what it paid a year before. Waugh says the industry was caught by surprise.
To be honest with you, we're almost shocked here, almost on a monthly basis, how fast the price has gone up. There just isn't enough potash being made right now to supply the needs of the farmers in North America and in the world.
There are several reasons behind the potash boom. A growing middle class in China, India, and Brazil has an appetite for more grain-fed meat. Growing more grain to feed animals requires more fertilizer. The price of basic food has jumped so substantially that many of the world's poorest are going hungry. There have been food riots in Egypt, Haiti, and some African countries. Jeff Shano is a specialist in soil nutrients at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon. He sees no short-term relief on the price of potash.
My feeling is that we're probably going to see higher prices for fertilizer remain over the near term. So I think that that's something that we need to, I guess you might say, come to grips with.
The high cost of potash is a boon for Saskatchewan and the companies that mine it. Shares in Mosaic have jumped 300% in the past year, while price for potash has risen from about $200 a ton to $600, and some estimate could double again by the end of the decade. Saskatchewan has about half the world's potash reserves, and this has local politicians touting the province as the new Saudi Arabia of potash. For The World, I'm Amy Jo Eamon in Saskatoon.